HMH Audio presents The Inequality Machine, How College Divides Us. Written and read by Paul Tuff. For Paula. Preface to the paperback edition. When I started working on this book way back in 2013, I imagined that my reporting would follow the general pattern of my previous books. Whatever It Takes, How Children Succeed, and Helping Children Succeed. Those books were about the obstacles that impeded the path of children growing up in low-income homes and neighborhoods, and the strategies some educators and scientists were using to steer children past those obstacles. Much of the pleasure in reporting those books came from spending extended time with community leaders, pediatricians, economists, and chess teachers as they tried out new strategies and philosophies to help children succeed. My work on this book began in much the same way. I had heard about a series of novel interventions that were designed to improve the fortunes of disadvantaged teenagers by subtly shifting their behavior, encouraging them to apply to more prestigious universities, to study harder for the SAT, to resist the temptation to drop out of college when the going got tough. These interventions all proceeded from the same premise, that uninformed students were making foolish errors that were undermining their college prospects. According to this way of thinking, the higher education system was eager to embrace these students and help them succeed, but the students weren't taking advantage of the opportunities they were being offered. It took me years of reporting to fully grasp the flaws in that premise, and in some ways, this book is the story of that gradual realization. It eventually became clear to me that the greatest obstacles low-income Americans face as they make their way to and through college are not psychological or cultural. They are economic and structural. When high-achieving low-income students don't attend highly selective colleges, it is not for the most part because they don't apply. It is because those colleges won't admit them. When they choose less prestigious colleges, it is not because those institutions are less intimidating, but because they're less expensive. And when they drop out of college before finishing their degree, it is not because of a lack of grit, but because of a lack of financial support. There is a paradox at the heart of our nation's higher education system. On an individual level, the people who work in higher education are mostly compassionate and progressive and insightful. But together they have created a powerful inequality machine, a system that consistently reproduces social advantages and does so with a stubborn resistance to change. As I traveled the country reporting, this paradox
Sample complete. Ready to continue?